Welcome to Smart Loving Insights. This episode is titled War and Peace on the Home Front.
Every nation remembers the sacrifice of their war veterans with a Memorial Day. Thinking about your marriage, is it more of a battlefield than the safe harbour it is intended to be?
Through our work with couples, we often encounter those in embattled relationships. They've become trapped in a fractious pattern where almost every interaction is plagued with misunderstanding and hostility.
Husband and wife treat each other with suspicion, and conversations become an exchange of verbal grenades. They dig into their positions and stubbornly defend them. They're defensive, expecting trouble rather than peace.
It's action and reaction, tit for tat. It's the marital version of a battlefield, and no one can sustain this level of conflict for long. It's exhausting, and if the pattern is not disrupted, eventually the battle-weary spouses will walk away from the marriage.
How can embattled couples disarm and reset a combative relationship? Sometimes we get to talk with both spouses and other times it's just the one. Typically, each think that they can't do anything to improve their situation without the full cooperation of the other.
While it's always preferable to work with both spouses, it is simply not true that a marriage can't be improved with only one spouse. Marriage is like a dance. If one person changes their steps, that redirects the dance. The trick to moving from battlefield to dance floor is to learn some dance steps that reset the relationship dynamic.
Here are our three top tips to de-escalate the conflict and stop that negative spiral of action and reaction.
Number one, foster curiosity. So often, we assume that we know the other's thoughts and intentions. We jump to conclusions about what they intended by a certain comment or a particular action. When we are hurt with each other, these assumptions are almost always negative towards the other. Subconsciously, we are looking for the other to do it again, and so we hear what we expect to hear rather than what was said or intended.
Make a mental shift from rapid-fire condemnation to curiosity when something is said or done that you are inclined to interpret negatively. Pause. Might there be an alternative explanation? Perhaps she didn't mean to brush you off. She's just exhausted. Maybe he didn't intend to ignore you. He's just stressed and distracted.
Suspend your judgment and consciously restrain yourself from negative assumptions. Ask open, curious questions, not loaded ones. Allow space for the truth of your spouse's intention to be articulated. Practicing curiosity predisposes us to a more open interpretation, avoiding unnecessary hurt. It can go a long way to diffusing a relationship ready to explode.
Number two, the ouch rule. When something is said or done that hurts or offends, don't immediately react with your own return serve. Rather, simply and gently say, "Ouch, that hurt. What I heard you say was," or "what I think about when you do that is."
This does two important things. Firstly, it shifts the focus away from the conflict and onto the impact on you. It signals to the other that you're hurt. Even if you appear angry, beneath that anger is a tender wound.
Secondly, it gives the other to the opportunity to correct your interpretation if you misunderstood, which in our case is most of the time. The ouch rule prevents the argument escalating unnecessarily and even more hurt accumulating.
The ouch rule has helped us many times when we've been in a combative season and felt like we were walking through a minefield. Each of us was so sensitive and wired that the slightest provocation could set us off.
It's amazing how effective something as simple as the ouch rule can be. Usually, after calling out the first three or four ouches, we realise that we really had been overreactive and we were able to dial down the defensiveness.
Number three, gratitude. When we're in a combative relationship, our threat radar goes into overdrive. We find ourselves on the alert, looking for evidence to sustain our indignation. Before we know it, we're constantly surveillant for fault in the other. If all we ever look for is fault, chances are we'll find plenty of it.
It really is exhausting to be in a constant state of defensiveness and negativity. It drains our energy and our joy. It erodes our health and undermines our peace. On the other hand, if we turn it around and look for virtue and for evidence of care, generosity, kindness, diligence, etc., we'll also find plenty of that in the other.
The practice of gratitude has been found to alleviate depression and anxiety. It helps us reframe our situation from hopeless, which it rarely is, to hopeful. make the decision to look on the brighter side of the other's character and focus on that rather than the deficits. If nothing else, it will help you feel more optimistic about your relationship.
Is it time for you to lay down your arms? If you don't think you can single-handedly shift a marriage, try these simple tools for a couple of months and see if you can detect a shift. Marriages don't typically repair overnight, but nor do they collapse in a day. It's the daily trending that sets its course. And these are three simple ways to get some positive trending into your marriage.
You've been listening to Smart Loving Insights. You can find more great content, on-demand courses, and relationship coaching at smartloving.org.
It is easy to get discouraged when there is disconnection in our marriage. Arguments over petty incidents, too busy to romance each other, crowded with other responsibilities. All marriages go through periods where we need a breakthrough in our relationship. The Smart Loving Breakthrough course will teach you how arguments happen, how to manage them better or avoid them altogether. Understand your internal drivers and how your spouse is triggering you. Process the pain of past injuries, making you stronger and less reactive. Visit smartloving.org/breakthrough. The Smart Loving Breakthrough course can be done by a couple or by an individual who is in a marriage that is in distress. Visit smartloving.org/breakthrough to enroll today. Gift certificates are also available should you want to purchase the course for a friend or family member.